With Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Emunah Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled Clean Green, and it's all about having an adequate income. An adequate income doesn't depend on how much money you make. It depends on the quality of the money you make. By quality, referring to spiritual quality, in other words, holiness. Money that is earned in an honest, upright fashion according to all the laws of Torah is what we nickname clean green. This simply is clean money. Since it's pure and holy, it has the power of growth. The Zohar teaches us that holiness has growth power, whereas the opposite, or unholiness, has destructive power. I'll give an example. Suppose an honest person makes $80,000 a year, but a person who lies and swindles makes double that amount, or $160,000 a year. It doesn't take many medical bills, lawsuits, or car breakdowns to leave that fast-talking swindler with much less money in his pocket than the honest worker makes that he said makes half that much. Reb Chaim of Volozhin of saintly and blessed memory was especially stringent in his adherence to every single tiny halacha that had to do with honest income. Once, he hosted in his house a meeting of the leading spiritual leaders of the generation. He set his table with his most expensive china and glassware that he only used on festivals and high holidays. Well, after the guests arrived, one of them walked by the table and the chain of his pocket watch accidentally snagged the tablecloth and pulled all the dishes and glassware to the floor. They all crashed to the floor. Well, the guests were shocked, and the one who accidentally pulled the tablecloth, he turned crimson red in embarrassment. Rabbi Chaim calmed them all down. He said, "Please do not fret, distinguished guests. This is an opportunity for me to test the purity of my money." With the help of the guests, Rabbi Chaim gently lifted and inspected each glass and fine china dish as they were picked up from the floor. Not a single one of them suffered so much as a hairline crack. With a big smile on his face, Rabbi Chaim declared, "This is a promise from our sages. When our money is clean of transgressions, our assets will be protected. No harm will come to them." Well, I told this story to a very good friend, a person who's extremely careful about the mitzvahs of man and fellow man, especially in his money dealings. Well, the same day I told him the story, he was a little bit doubtful about the veracity of the story because his wife dropped a glass and it broke. Well, I told him that the broken glass was just a test of his emunah. That's something small, maybe a kapara, an atonement. But when the big picture, when a person's money is clean, you see big blessings. Well, the very next day, he ordered a new laptop computer for $1,200. After he made the order, he saw a different supplier advertise the same exact model for $800. Well, he was so upset, but he wasn't willing to go back on his word for $400. He was going to go through and buy the expensive computer because he gave his word. But one thing was fortunate. The agreement with the first supplier was contingent that the goods would be supplied within 3 days. Well, a day later, the supplier called and said there'd be a delay because he didn't have goods in stock and it would take him another 10 days to acquire them. Well, my friend canceled the order and right away thanked Hashem, and he saw how Hashem protected him and found that the second supplier had the computer in stock for $400 less, a 35% saving. We see that's the power of honesty, integrity, and clean green, because Hashem helps protect your clean green. When we do our best to tell the truth, to repay our loans on time, to pay our workers on time, to refrain from slander, and conduct very fair business dealings, we'll never lack an adequate income. King David talks about the power of clean green when he says in Psalm 34, verse 10, that there is no deficiency for those who fear Hashem, ki ein machzor l'reiv. They'll always have food on their table. And that's why we say this passage every time we recite Birkat HaMazon, the grace after meals. Healthy greens, like lettuce and spinach, make our bodies grow. But clean green, kosher money, that makes our souls grow and enables us to get closer to Hashem and to sleep like babies every single night. Well, God bless for a clean and adequate income, because with emunah and trust in Hashem, that's exactly what you're going to have. Amen.